Here's your Leading Edge Radio Network Consumer Report from ConsumerAffairs.com. Five Georgia congressmen want safety regulators to require big trucks and buses to have collision avoidance technologies. That might help save 4,000 people a year who are killed when big rigs rear-end their cars. The congressmen acted after five Georgia nurses were killed when their two SUVs were rear-ended by an out-of-control tractor-trailer. The Obama administration is pressing ahead with a plan to raise the threshold which employees must receive overtime if they work more than 40 hours. It's now $23,000, which means many low-level employees are classified as salaried instead of hourly and deprived of overtime pay. The White House wants to raise it to $52,000. If you've ever wanted to open a hair braiding business in Texas, now's your chance. Governor Greg Abbott has signed legislation that deregulates the practice and teaching of hair braiding. Up till now, hair braiders had to be licensed, like barbers or cosmetologists. But since they don't use any sharp instruments or chemicals, the legislature and Abbott agreed to give the hair braiders a break. I'm LB Lyon with your Consumer Report on Leading Edge Radio Network.